control. Funny we got, but shit's corrupt. Brainwash your power, it's all fucked up. It's captured.
Funny mind and soul,
lost in the darkness.
Let me take control.
Funny we got, but shit's corrupt.
Brainwash your power, it's all fucked up.
Take a look at the world, it's filled with blood. Wash my face, by my soul still muddy. Mess up my mind, answers hard to find. It's like a blind, one race of mankind. We fight wars, behind closed doors, decision are made. Getting brainwashed to hate, United States. Paid to be brave, never make mistake. While the government is filled with snake, cry for help. My money in the safe, destruction and poverty. Countries getting raped.
Ignorance has to be corrected. To be able to wrong, gotta stay connected. Rich and wealthy, when you start a life, come and talk to me, I can be here in two in poverty. Who wants money, bitch? I gave you a life. Stop bothering me. Other countries calling me, trying to earn profit, trying to eat your shit, trying to snag a hit. Motherfuckers getting wrong for shit.
This country made out of money and fame. Without any green, then you die in shame. You think this a game? Take a look in the street. People hungry and weak. No shoes for the feet, and no food to eat. Number one country, you tell me what you think.
I think you're sad with your cheap ass story, making me all mad. Who's got money? Fuck Lewinsky. Hey, would you think I'm funny? You lack respect, snatching money to serve and protect. I don't see people, I see object. Fuck the countries, I see prospects.
Ayo, check your visions, waiting your lives in corrupt television. Government decision, cut transmission, power of religion. Crush the competition, war, a culture of religion. We fear death, we should fear living. Orders given, kill the women and the children. That's what you believe in? Then you all deceiving. Push one button and the whole city's bleeding.
I make y'all bleed your purpose. Without the mentality, this shit would be worthless. The world's getting crowded and I got the fullness. Killing every now and then just for the best. I'm obsessed. If this is the home of the brave, then fuck the rest. Just follow my path and walk my road. You don't know? You don't like to go that road? Well, fuck you, hope you out the door. Give me a green card, I don't wanna see you no more.
That's how you run shit. You shut the people quick, put them in the rich while the poor get kicked. There's a world out there suffering from your shit. Trying to be a pimp with the world, it's your bitch. Killing all the people with a cancer stick. Taking money from the sick. Prisons are filled, armies well equipped. I ain't falling for your bullshit. I'ma do what I feel is fit. I'd rather die than suck your dick, motherfucker.
You ain't shit, but a player hater. Communist regulator. People can't stand me having a ball when I'm pissed me alone. Some say I'm evil, some say I'm drunk. Whatever I do, I stay true. I look down on people, why? Cause they be looking at me from the holes out view. HIV, guns, and we're 51. That's where the shit gets done. Punks be teasing me again and again. Would you all fuck up? Hiroshima all over again.
That's your solution to bunker. You ain't got no heart at all. Fuck it, I stand tall. I state my thesis till the day that I fall. Won't waste my case to bring the bar on. I ain't buying it, I'm out to kill the scientists. Hungry terrorists, hungry politicians. Population thickening, the country sickening. Filled with luxury and sexism, poverty and racism. We're doomed to die, seek for answers. Damn, it's right in front of my eyes. You got me captured, it's captured.
Body, mind, and soul,
lost in the darkness.
Let me take control.
Find a reach out, but shit's corrupt.
Brainwash your power, it's all fucked up.
It's captured.
Body, mind, and soul,
lost in the darkness.
Let me take control.
Find a reach out, but shit's corrupt.
Brainwash your power, it's all fucked up. It's all fucked up.
You know my favorite part of that war? It's the first war we ever had that was on every channel plus cable. And the war got good ratings too, didn't it? Got good ratings. Well, we like war. This country's only 200 years old and already we've had 10 major wars. We average a major war every 20 years in this country, so we're good at it. And it's a good thing we are. We're not very good at anything else anymore. Can't build a decent car. Can't make a TV set or VCR worth a fuck. Got no steel industry left. Can't educate our young people. Can't get health care our old people. But we can pull out the shit out of your country.
It's captured.
Body, mind, and soul.
Lost in the darkness.
Let me take control.
Trying to reach out, but shit's corrupt.
Brainwash your power. It's all fucked up.
It's captured.
Body, mind, and soul.
Lost in the darkness.
Let me take control.
Trying to reach out, but shit's corrupt.
Brainwash your power. It's all fucked up. Fucked up.
Reverend Buck Byrne, we're going on in 2 minutes. Tapers and relay broadcasters.
Gonna sing it for ya.
Swap up.
A headache built to die.
Ready? Right, in the background, Chumbawamba's Smart Bomb. I think the recording thing here is really fucked up. They're not recording. Fortunately, there are faithful book burners who are recording the show. I fucked up the recorder thing.
And they tell me in Europe when you get coffee, you have to pay for each cup?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. And tonight, we have a very special show. Tonight is the fifth anniversary show. 5 years. 5 years of The Reverend is In. And that is the theme tonight. We're going to get as much in as possible. Probably way too many tunes that have been brought here, and way too many notes, reflections, and miscellaneous printouts and stuff on paper. But we'll get through as much of it as possible and celebrate 5 years of The Reverend is In and 5 years of you book burners. And we will hash over not just the year like we usually do, but we'll hash over 5 years of the show. And we'll start off with Rage Against the Machine from their Renegades release. This is entitled, it's a Stones cover, Street Fighting Man.
We'll be right back.
If you got the money to pay me in gold, I would be living in old Monte Carlo, and you would be reading the secrets of soul. Daggers and contacts and bright shiny limos. I got a watch that turns into a lifeboat. Glimmering nightgowns, poisonous cobras, silent girl under the heel of my shoe. Of China, they sent to lie here on her back. But as she deeply moves me, she'd rather shoot me in my track. And while a middle Asian lady, she really came as no surprise. But I still did destroy her, and I will smash a low of the eyes. When no one could say
neighbors. No one loves you like he loves you. And no one cares like he cares. Neighbors, let us join today in the holy love of God and money. Because neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And what better way to show your love than to dig deep into your pockets? Dig real deep and give until it hurts. Alleviate your guilt. Free yourself once again, because he gave to you, brothers and sisters. Please give a $10, $25, or $50 tax-deductible donation, and I assure you your modest pledge will be used to censor TV and radio, ban questionable books, and contribute to many other godly services. No longer will young Christian Americans hedonistically indulge in masochistic submission to rhythmic music, or with your monetary support, there is no end to what we can achieve in this country. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. In God we trust. Can't you see what we believe in? All our thoughts and all our reason, suit of life and liberty. Happy as we can, I say, it's because the truth of the mighty voice of God is all your real choice. I am in a change of law, stacked and served with one small flaw. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. If we shun God and Jesus Christ, religious love is sacrifice. Not for God, it's short cash. God is dead, they're my trash. I repent that we would save our money. That's what God needs. Build a $1 million church. The money spent on God's search. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. God is government. On late night TV, God can heal. A certain voice you cannot feel. Love for money and God's name. But it's just not what TV gave. The money spent on God's church. The money spent on God's church. The money spent on God's church. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. God is just government. Voice of God is government. Voice of God is government. Voice of God is government. Government does government.
I'm George W. Bush, and when I'm not committing corporate crimes or being a war criminal or starting wars for oil and Halliburton profits or kissing ass with the theocratic Taliban clones and the American Christian right, I listen to Reverend Bookburn on RadioVolta.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Max Factor and his brother Ben Nye.
This song is written by a friend of mine right here in Philadelphia. So very pretty when we met in Ocean City.
Reach out the line. I don't know if you
You heard the Germs doing Lexicon Devil. Beastie Boys did Shazam. Big Mess Orchestra did On the Way to Cape May. Bad Religion did Voice of God as Government. Jello Biafra with the Melvins did Halo of Flies from their incredible Sig Howdy release at AlternativeTentacles.com. And started off with Rage Against the Machine doing Street Fighting Man. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org and is archived at the archives and blog site at ReverendBookburn.com. And we've been inconsistent, and it's going to remain that way just a little bit longer, but it is a weekly show. We are off next week, but in 2 weeks, we will do another sacred annual holiday tradition. Yes, we will do the 2006 version of an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyles, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for feedback to shows already done or input to the forthcoming themed shows, or to send information, articles, humor, ideas, show ideas, or what the Reverend really loves, really good cartoons, or even entertaining spam and the hilarious Jesus spam we still get, which has been happening consistently for 5 years. Anything but boring spam. Write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Moron, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush. Quail, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Once again, in 2 weeks, we'll do the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. And I think next week is the last night off for a while. And in 2 weeks, we'll do the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, followed by Love Night. And that'll be a couple nights before Valentine's Day. However, it is a promise from your clergy person that this show's Love Night will be different than the offerings from the corporate entertainment industry and the corporate media. After Love Night, we'll do Anti-President's Day. And those are the forthcoming shows with exact dates. Other forthcoming themes, and we're still seeking input on them, include Spy on This and Who Would Jesus Do, as well as the shows we've still haven't gotten around to doing, Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, including the misuses and absurd misuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, gambling addiction, golf club addiction, etc., and other mythical abuses of the word addiction. We'll cover it all and have a lot of good laughs when we do Recovery for Propagandists. And, of course, the show I'm eager to do, so we'll get around to that early this year. Pubic Property, discussing Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all walks of life, liberal and conservative, left wing and right wing, from Christian fundamentalists to groupthink freethinkers to certain kinds of women's studies classes to, most laughable of all, the crusaders of morals, the moralizing hypocrites and family values mouthpieces, which, as you know, are the biggest horn dogs there are, and the biggest hypocrites there are. We'll have a lot of fun when we do the Pubic Property Show, as well as other themed shows, including Halliburton Gives Condi an Oilgasm, The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code, more perverted stories from Moral Crusaders, and that will star W. David Hager, Senator Henry Hyde, Neil Horsley, Randall Terry, and many others. And also Henry Hyde's retirement party, and we'll give him a good one. And another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests, and all kinds of great shit to come. And of course, early in the year, at some point, is the other sacred holiday traditional shows, such as Palm and Stroke Sunday and Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And I believe Hippie John is planning on making a return to the show, so that will be cool. Let's see, from the mailbag, the Reverend was asked if there's going to be predictions. You could see the 2005 predictions. That I think is better than that, and that is a big list of myths. Every kind of myths, from the bullshit artists who write books and make films about Kurt Cobain, to the idiotic myths that Reagan and the Pope stopped communism, or stem cell research does not do any good, or abortion causes breast cancer, or Paul McCartney was once not an asshole when John Lennon was. Just all kinds of myths, especially for the benefit of the younger listeners. Instead of predictions, we're going to have a whole lot of myths and blow off independent media. So there will be a myths list, and that's what I've been working on, besides all the blogs that have been coming up. And let's see, there's a good amount of plugs. There was all kinds of stuff printed out. I'm not going to read anything until later. Just want to see how much time permits. But I want to give a plug once again for Steve Covey, the medical marijuana defendant. Things are not going his way and are not looking good. And if you ever had even a tiny bit of compassion for a sick person with cancer or any other catastrophic illness, then this man does not deserve the death sentence that going into the U.S. prison system represents. And a person with a serious illness is sentenced practically to death when having to survive not only the barbaric American prison system, but its outrageous and scandalous privatized so-called healthcare system. So he fled fascism and went north into Canada, and they are looking now into deporting him. And even though it looked good for a lot of the folks in Canada, Rene Boget, Steve Covey, and others, it's looking really bad now. So please go to Cubby.com, K-U-B-B-Y, Cubby.com, and we'll play him a song in the next set and spread the link around and get as much support for him as possible. And today is a very special day. Of course, it is the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion and is probably hanging on by a thread thanks to the Taliban clones being put into the Supreme Court by the war criminal Taliban wannabes in the Bush regime. And thank you to Bill Baird, who won the 1972 Supreme Court decision that legalized birth control for non-married people. And please check him out and thank him. And if you have a couple of bucks, send them to him at ProChoiceLeague.com. Bill Baird and Joni Scott were the very first guests on The Reverend Is in 2001. And are incredible people. That Supreme Court case in 72 set the primary legal precedent for Roe versus Wade, as well as the language of Roe, the tone, and was quoted 6 times in Roe. Thank you also people who make ECP, emergency contraception, morning after pills, and other vital information available to the public, including abortionaccess.org. And since we are also about being an information site, as well as humor and fun and good tunes, we must remember, ye book burners, that your clergy person wants all book burners to be in a position to help any woman in need, even if these Taliban fucks from the Christian Taliban outlaw abortion. We must always know how a woman can get an abortion, whether it's herbal or whether it's from an underground provider, like in the days of the Jane service in the 60s. Be updated and be ready to help a woman in need, no matter what is going on in this nation, or if a bunch of fucks have made it too impossible to access a clinic due to intensified and fierce harassment. And thank you, clinic defenders, especially throughout North America, who resist the Al-Qaeda clones and the terrorist-laden anti-abortion movement with its history of over 100 bombings and over a dozen shooting incidents, as well as endless assaults, stalkings, threats, and other aberrant behaviors. Thank you, all clinic defenders. The Reverend's... And actually, it wasn't the first contest, but the longest-running contest is still on to prank the local fucks who do the fiercest harassment in the Philadelphia and South Jersey area, the Columbus Baptist Church. And since they're online, and since most of you are better at computers than the Reverend, a high-tech scab is even more rewardable. And you know that we've accumulated quite a lot of memorabilia and stuff from bands and hot guests and the like. You will be well rewarded if you get, harmlessly of course, the Columbus Baptist Church from Columbus, New Jersey, who are online at columbusbaptistchurch.org. And speaking of the clinic front lines, it's been reported in a handful of places that a lot of cops seem to be taking the side of the anti-choice people, licking their asses. And the Reverend means no disrespect whatsoever to people who really are into licking asses, and apologizes right now for the degrading comparison. But licking the asses of the anti-choice people and kind of being like the racist Mississippi burning cops in the segregation days in the early 60s. You know, they're just good old boys. They weren't really bothering nobody. They're friends of ours and on our bowling team, etc., etc. And if that is the case, you need to document and raise some hell about that And there's a couple of websites about problem cops. Well, first, there's a classic book by Norm Stamper, who was a former police chief in Seattle, called Breaking Ranks, Top Cops Exposé of the Dark Side of American Policing. And his last name is like the word stamp. It's normstamper.com. And another book is called Stolen Lives, Killed by Law Enforcement. And the Stolen Lives Project is online at Stolen Lives, one word, stolenlives.org. And of course, the two longtime abuse sites are still up and running and accessible to all. And your input can be contributed at copwatch.com and police abuse, one word, policeabuse.org. If you want your child left alone from military recruiters in the school and similar ilk, what school children really need protection from, not song lyrics or cigarette papers, check out Leave My Child Alone, which is one word, leavemychildalone.org. And let's see, some other new discoveries. Opposition to invasions of privacy and electronic surveillance and W. Numbnuts Bush's spying, privacy.org. And to watch and monitor developments from America's equivalent to the Taliban, the holy fucks who want a theocratic dictatorship, check out theocracywatch.org, also a recent discovery for the Reverend. And there's a petition at thepetitionsite.com that's especially worthwhile, the boycott ExxonMobil link. And that's, again, at thepetitionsite.com and boycott ExxonMobil. All right. I'm plugged out from all these plugs. There is a lengthy list of old shows, old gags, and stuff we've done for not just the past year, but the past 5 years. And in the next set, we'll hash over some history and best ofs and do some reflections. I'll give a plug now for Jib Jab, since it's funny and you can email the link around jibjab.com. George W. Bush's Year in Review 205. And another one that has a good laugh at the pharmaceutical industry called Drugs I Need. Both hilarious videos. And let's see, we'll hash over old shows. And I want to be sensitive to how much time is going by, because there's so many tunes, so much shit to read. And let's see, I'll just plug one more thing, because I hope this link gets around. It's not enough that most of the nation has finally woken up to the Bush criminal regime and the war criminals and the corporate criminals. It's exposing is a big part of it. Cutting through the myths and lies and bullshit of the corporate media is a big part of it. People are waking up, but they're still manipulable by leaders, by the corporate media, and by the saturation of propaganda. So keeping up the heat is important. Keeping up the exposing is important. And mobilizing people, spreading information and links that get other people mobilized, if you are too overworked or overscheduled or just not into it, at least get other people aware of it. There are actions coming up simultaneous with Bush's State of the Union address that is coming up, and there's actions in countless cities, and it's a link that I'm hoping, since I don't really want to feel like I'm issuing something like homework, but hopefully this link can spread around tonight, especially if you've never emailed this to all of your friends, please do it tonight. World Can't Wait, which is one word and no apostrophe, worldcantwait.net. And there's links to the forthcoming anti-Bush action so we can get this year started right. And we'll look back, we'll cover birthdays, some heavy Reverend Bookburn information, and past shows. And thank you again, people who've been supporting Steve Cubby. I want to play him a song right now. Don't forget to go to cubby.com before the end of the night. And let's play him a song from that time period known in the corporate media as the 60s by a band called Country Joe and the Fish. This song is entitled I Like Marijuana.
This is a song to lead the theater by. Appreciate if you all join in and sing along with us.
Rock out.
For you that feel moved to do so.
Hello.
Very simple
Hello.
Song. You'll catch on to it as we go along.
I like marijuana.
This is Nurse Ratchet coming back for the 5th anniversary show of Reverend Bookburn, and I'm really pissed off at these fucking bleeding hearts and patient advocates and people who want to be champions of the underdog and downtrodden and people in need. I'm sick of these bloody social workers and do-gooders and compassionate people when I want inhumane treatment for all, especially addicts, mental patients, people on Medicaid, and others who make me sick. And now that disgusting, shocking internet DJ has me introducing a song by the Sex Slaves. And oh, am I so disgusted. entitled 2 a.m.
Yeah.
greetings from the torture unit of Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, and all of the troops who are torturing in the nation of Iraq. And we're here to say, go Super Bowl teams! okay, I usually don't play this song without an explanation, since we have heard from book burners, not only throughout North America, but on four different continents at different times. And I want to explain to anyone outside of the Philadelphia area that this forthcoming song by the Dead Milkmen refers to Philadelphia radio stations like WMMR and YSP, known as rock stations, and they're just as fucking pathetic as the ones in your area. And a station from one of the colleges, and around here, the only good FM is on the college stations, some of them, and there was one that was fantastic a long time ago and turned to total shit, and that was WXPN, or referred to as XPN, in this song about the abysmal state of Philadelphia radio. This is the Dead Milkmen doing a track from their Metaphysical Graffiti release entitled The Big Sleazy.
Take it, boys! Yeah, my sister's really moving up in the world. She dates a full-blown professor. Goes by the name of Professor Griff. He's a great guy. He's a good old boy. That wild old Professor Griff. I think he's a history professor. The other day he told me the wildest story about the history of jewelry. Anyway, come nightfall, we all love to sit on the porch and Sis plays the banjo, I play the jug, and Professor Griff breaks out his Jew's harp and just flails away. God, I love that guy.
Thank you. we've got a call on the request line, and who am I speaking to?
My name's Lone Junior.
And what do you do, Lone Junior?
I drive a toilet at the head shop.
What can I play for you?
How about a block of the boss, dude?
Sorry, just played a block of the boss for the guys at the sandal store.
Oh, man, how about a block of Fleetwood Mac?
Oh, just played a block of Fleetwood Mac for the guys at the granola factory. But I tell you what, how about if I send you a $20,000 gift certificate from Bob and Jerry's World of Whipper?
I hate a Swisher, dude. Thanks
a lot. George was in the White House watching his TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea, when suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground. There was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Then the Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in. They kept the pretzel up all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, I'm innocent, my story you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an ice cold beer. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Got a lawyer from the ACLU. The media just ate it up. The rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, wisty way. The pretzel is a terrorist. Send him to Guantanamo Bay. So send George Bush a pretzel. Send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Say that the pretzel was sent here from Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their differences, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
Now George said send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good.
You should.
So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him with best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way.
Okay.
Time to get on it. And lost an era, died dreaming.
You heard The Jam doing Absolute Beginners. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Send George Bush a Pretzel. Dead Milkmen did The Big Sleazy. Generation X did Promises. Sid Vicious did My Way. Sex Slaves did 2 AM. And started off with Country Joe and the Fish doing I Like Marijuana. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight is the 5th anniversary show. And predictably, I prepared a 20-hour show instead of a 2-hour show. And so with this mountain of paper and a billion other CDs lined up, I can see how much time has gone by already. And so I will just do some minimal plugging and get back into the tunes. And I do want to reflect on 5 years of The Reverend Is In. Some of the funnier things that were said in recent times is, this is from California. I don't know if they do this everywhere, but the environmental group, the Sierra Club, has a Sierra Singles. And in California, they sent out a mailer to people who were in the Sierra Club advertising an event called, I'm not making this up, Nonviolent Bridge Night. And of course, the Reverend, after he stopped laughing, upon hearing Nonviolent Bridge Night, had to ask, as opposed to what? All of the violent bridge clubs that exist. But the Sierra Club does have a Sierra Singles that includes an event called Nonviolent Bridge Night. It's a new book by Stu Albert, a classic writer since the 60s and co-editor of the 60s papers, called Who the Hell is Stu Albert from Red Hen Press. And an article, truthout.org, by Ron Kovic, who was the subject of Born on the 4th of July, VA care for wounded soldiers for oil. And that's at truthout.org. And probably the funniest statement reported by the many clinic defenders who have seen a lot of hairy shit during the Roe anniversary weekend, which was, "You don't serve God, you serve your penis." Now, the Reverend, as you know, has a graphic imagination, and so if you can help me visualize what it's like to serve genitalia, please write to the Reverend Quayle at sjcdc.org and tell me how you think it should be interpreted when a Christian Taliban clone says, "You serve genitals." Okay. Yeah, only short stuff. And let's see, recently seen releases. None are new, but John Waters' release, A Dirty Shame, which was very funny, and one with Method Man and Snoop Dogg, and Spanish TV star Sofia Vergara, or Vargas, rather, called Soul Plane, which was pretty hilarious. And in this month of January 2006, in which the trial of the top two assholes from the Enron Corporation and personal friends of George W. Numbnuts Bush and his crime family. The Enron movie is out on DVD. So just in time for the trial to begin, you can get a DVD copy of the Enron movie, and it's online too at enronmovie.com. And what else is on video? That Red State Road Trip thing is on line as well. RedStateRoadTrip.com. Oh, enough plugging already. All right, we talked about Roe versus Wade. And we're going to talk about old shows. And hopefully the old purpose of the show, which was humor, deprogramming from shit, tunes, fun, and not only an alternative to the corporate media and the corporate entertainment industry, but something better. And with an emphasis on deprogramming and stimulating resistance and exposing of the criminal regime and having fun doing it. And of course, having better everything, humor, hotness, music, information, survival information. But I digress. We're going to reflect on the old shows, but let's see. Let's go back to something simple, like we always announce birthdays of book burners whom you either met. Actually, both birthdays are former live guests. If you remember, if you were a listener in March of 2004, you may remember Lady Simone and her honey, Brother Eric, alias Mr. Beefcake. They were the first and so far only wedding on The Reverend Is In. And that was definitely a highlight of the last 5 years, especially with the groom's mother calling continuously and freaking out on his cell phone. Lady Simone is celebrating a birthday today, so happy birthday to you. And appearing on this show 3 times. Let's see. November 2004, The Reverend's birthday show last April, and a tribute to the late producer of the show, Marlon the Great Engineer, last July, and caretaker of the late Marlon's cat, Herman. Happy birthday to DeMonica. And speaking of DeMonica, in case you were wondering why so many shows have been canceled lately or postponed, why there's so many gaps, why there's another one next week, the next show being 2 weeks from now, and so many shows not happening in December and January, and what all this heavy news buildup is leading to. I was going to save this for Love Night, February 12th show, prior to Valentine's Day, but I'm not waiting. I'm going to tell you now. For the first time ever in his life, Reverend Bookburn became an engaged person. First time ever for the Reverend, second time for DeMonica. And so we're having a good time, shocking friends, associates, peers, extended bloods, etc., especially people who've seen us go through a few rounds on the roller coaster and stuff like that. But we have become engaged on New Year's, and the Reverend is very, what's the word I want? Domesticated, Mr. Mom-like. There's kids, there's lots of animals, including the late Marlon's cat, Herman, plus other cats. Hippie John was in heaven when he visited over the holidays, and the ultimate cat lover. A dog who greets the Reverend like he's in the Beatles or something, even if out for 10 minutes. And this is very new to the Reverend, but it is great. It is wonderful. I love her, of course, or I wouldn't be where I am. And it is the reason that I can give you updates on Herman the Cat. And we'll really get into this on Love Night, but I'm telling you now, that is the big news. And we're still figuring out stuff and doing a lot of domestic kinds of stuff. And I'm going to be off again next Sunday and returning in 2 weeks for the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. So, yes, DeMonica is not just the birthday girl and former live guest, but she is the official fiancé of the Reverend. We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know where. Elopement was discussed, a non-clergy, and of course in the footsteps of Lady Simone, we're trying to figure out if there's a way to also have a on-the-air wedding similar to Lady Simone and Brother Eric's. And so, but since I'm one of the parties in it, it would be a little hairy to also want to be the clergy person on the show. So there is a possibility that two women who, their nicknames change all the time, but they're the sisters. They were sisters Thelma and Louise and other names, but they're, I just think of them as the sisters. And they're from Northeast Philadelphia Clinic Defense. And they may preside over the on-the-air wedding, but I shouldn't say that unless something concrete really begins to start being planned. So happy birthday, honey. And tonight is also a big day for the show. It is 5 years old. It started in, well, let's see, the Reverend actually did stand-up comedy in 1990 under the name Reverend Book Byrne, which was jokes that were, that came out of Clinic Defense and of resisting Reverend Donald Wildman's boycotts and censorship efforts and all that kind of shit. That didn't really last because all of the retards were like the prevailing comedians, like Dice and Sam and all these other dickheads. But, so taking on power as opposed to beating up the powerless and the homeless and that kind of shit, it was not the time period for that. I merely took on state and church. So, the stand-up thing rose and fell fast. And then, Philadelphia had pirate radio, and the Reverend was a guest in 1998 on Radio Mutiny. Then Philadelphia Independent Media Center blossomed in the year 2000 to coincide with the protests during the Republican convention as they nominated George W. Numbnuts Bush in 2000. And to coincide with the protests, the Reverend participated in the Philly Independent Media Center in 2000, which became a permanent project on Erection Day in November. The Reverend was invited with five other people to do a running commentary on election night without an inkling of the controversy or stolen election issues the first time around to come. Then, because of moving and all kinds of shit that was happening at the time, the show did not start in November or December, but in January of 2001. The original theme was Stop Racism, and it was Martin Luther King's holiday weekend, and Flo Kennedy, longtime activist for Black Liberation movements, and the first woman to sue a city over its repressive abortion laws of the 60s and win. All kinds of great stuff, plus an incredible sense of humor and an appearance in the Born in Flames film. Flo Kennedy had passed away, so the very first show was dedicated to her memory, and the theme was Stop Racism. And the show blossomed. Early themes included tributes to Abby Hoffman and Emma Goldman, guests Bill Baird and Joni Scott of the Pro-Choice League about a month into it, as well as Dianne Fornbacher, organizer in the Philadelphia area for legalized and medical access to marijuana. The Infidel Guy from infidelguy.org began relay broadcasting the show. So the show picked up in two different streams, as well as later on two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, but we haven't heard from them in a long time. So the show kind of ebbs and flows. It gets big, it seems quiet. I can't have really nothing to go on since we don't count or have bean counters nor believe in them, but to just go by the feedback. And probably the best feedback ever was for a show exactly 6 months after September 11th, when America really needed deprogramming. And, you know, listening and supporting W. Numbnuts Bush and flags and crosses and retard ribbons everywhere. And in March 2002, we did the Deprogram America show with a lot of help from Marlon, the great engineer. And that one and one other show were probably the most popular shows ever. 2002 also saw live guest Laura Riskell, the author of The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America, The Reverend's Classic Fight with Holy Taliban Asswipes, The XXX Church, being a live guest on Dr. Susan Block's show in 2002, drsusanblock.com, and presenting Dr. Susie with Reverend Bookburn's Emma Goldman Freedom Fighter Award. Then the Reverend made a public appearance at a benefit for the UWAP people of South America in the rainforest areas and victims of the ever-expanding, globalizing corporate America, which was also had live musical performances by Catherine Moon and the punk band Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, all of whom on that lineup became close friends with the Reverend. The Reverend was the DJ and MC, and they had a picture of Catherine Moon for the flyer, the clenched fist logo of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, and then a cartoon caricature to make do for the Reverend, since the Reverend was never met by this person designing the flyer. And so the classic cartoon that's at the Radio Volta site and the ReverendBookburn.com site came out of that flyer. So I guess that's what somebody can perceive the Reverend to look like if we had never met. Philly hip-hop band Justice League made two appearances in that time period on The Reverend Is In, and that was a lot of fun. There were usually live musical guests when we did the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Ball special or the Ho 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 show, and that included Lisa Bushell and Laura Shea and their bands. We had the Peekaboo Review cast members, like three of them, trashed when they showed up, and we had stuff here. We had like some bottles and stuff, as well as the organizer, Mr. Scott, and so they were trashed practically naked, and that show is on the archives because that's too much of a classic. Holy Bloody Mary, one of the first spanking guests doing the Spanksgiving show that year. And we also started personalizing shows when somebody in the Reverend's extended family had a baby die in the first days of its life, Megan Bookburn. That became a big part of the show, so it wasn't just all shock humor and that kind of stuff. And then there were about five or six Bookburners who were heartbroken in their personal lives around the same time, and one getting a divorce. So we did Peace and Healing for the Heartbroken that summer. And Peace and Healing Part 1 became the other show besides Deprogram America that got like the most outpouring of a response ever. when Dave Blood, the bass player of the Dead Milkmen, took his own life, we did a tribute to him, and then another one several months later after the official tributes to him happened in Philadelphia. We did tributes to Marlon, the great engineer. If you're new or unfamiliar, Marlon for years was the faithful producer of the show and engineer, and came up with songs, gags, the fart sounds during the Asshole of the Week Awards, and died last June, and I miss him. He was not just a radio buddy, he was a friend, and he is missed, and we're taking care of his cat, DeMonica and the Reverend. Let's see. Of course, the Lard and Satan have made public appearances on the show. Let's see. God, so many people came and went. And we had all kinds of crazy projects, too. Somebody, I think the Dark Lady or somebody, was going to try to hook up the Reverend with Larry Flint to try to, for him to be like a kind of a daddy figure, you know, and make it so that this could become a permanent project, and the Reverend would leave his life as a mild-mannered social worker. That never happened, but it was a funny idea and kind of a cool one. And there's talk now from Lady Simone and Lady Pixan about exploring semi-contacts that they have with satellite radio, but I don't even want to say that unless it looks like it's feasible or there is some kind of connection to it. But will we ever do the stuff we say we do, like the video projects, making a movie called United We Stand Erect, These Colors Do Come, The Passion of the Santa, the official White House corporate brothel, so many video titles that have been thought up all this time. Who knows? Who cares? Oh, and support the droops. Getting a big inflatable flying bra like the Goodyear blimp or that pig in the Pink Floyd video. Support the droops. But I'd, of course, love to do all of that. I'd love to do this full time. I could live with it or without it. We'll take this as far as we can based on the support, spreading the word. Life circumstances at this time, work is now necessary, and I'm okay with whatever level it is, especially now that my domestic life is so busy, as well as my professional life, but I love it. If it goes further, great. If not, well, we'll just act like it is and announce video projects just for fun and laughs. But it's been a crazy ride. A lot of great people, the tapers and the relay broadcasters, are especially appreciated. And I was going to give some people updates too. Everlasting Godstopper is no longer associated with Atheist Network, which used to relay broadcast the show and is now, I think, nothing more than like a chat room. She writes for infidels.org and is a part of Delaware Valley's chapter of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, which is dvau.org. Paul Krasner, longtime friend of the Reverend, has a new book out entitled One Hand Jerking, from Seven Stories Press, sevenstories.com. Lady Simone, finishing college and still planning to marry Mr. Beefcake. Let's see. Dr. Susan Block, still streaming her show and writing her editorials, which are reprinted at counterpunch.org, in case you can't look at a site with naughty pictures. Hippie John, probably visiting around his birthday in March. Lord Jesus, doing well, also domesticated now, and possibly returning to the show. when he can schedule it. Let's see. That's about all the people who have news. And we told you about Herman Marlin, the great engineer's cat, who is cared for by DeMonica and the Reverend. So, yes, we'll take this trip as far as we can. We will try to deprogram, stimulate, expose the criminal regime, agitate towards action, and fight the powers. Oh, man, is it fucking late. And let's see, we're going to play a William Shatner song on this set because his recent release is too fucking funny. But first, we'll play the very first song on the very first show 5 years ago, an old soul song by Sam and Dave. This is entitled "Hold On, I'm a Comin'." I'm hallucinating angels. I hear voices. I receive divine commands. I am hallucinating Our Lady of Guacamole. I feel a sacred synergy with the Holy Trinity. I receive divine commands to kill the infidels and abortion doctors and gays and all kinds of sex positives and Harry Potter fans. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy. For information about George W. Numbnuts Bush's faith-based initiative for social services and other grotesque violations of the separation of church and state, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at au.org. Au.org.
Venus deep About it. Did you ever consider the possibility that your penis, and in the case of many dignified ladies, that the size of the titties themselves might provide elements of subconscious tension? Weird, twisted anxieties that could force a human being to have to become a politician, a policeman, a Jesuit monk, a rock and roll guitar player, a wino, you name it. Or in the case of the ladies, the ones that can't afford a silicone beef up, they become writers of hot books.
Manuel the gardener placed his burning phallus in her quivering quim.
Yes, or they become Carmelite nuns.
Gonzo, the lead guitar player, placed his mutated member in her slithering slit.
Or racehorse jockeys. There is no reason why you or your loved one should suffer. Things are bad enough without the size of your organ adding even more misery to the troubles of the world!
Right on! Right on!
Now, if you're a lady and you've got munchkin tits, you can console yourself with this age-old line from primary school.
Anything over a mouthful is wasted!
Yes! And isn't it the truth? And if you're a guy, one night you're at a party and you're trying to be cool, I mean, you aren't even wearing any underwear, you're being so cool. And somebody hits on you one night, and he looks you up and down and he says,
8 inches or less.
Well, let me tell you, brothers, that's the time when you've got to turn around and look that son of a bitch right between the eyes. And you got to tell him these words.
Oh,
Let's go. Ready? From the top. My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising. I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like,
it's all he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of, like, English. That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand why the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up.
But takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you! I can't get behind that!
I can't get behind that! Everybody knows everything about all of us!
That's too much knowledge!
I can't get behind that!
Yeah. What about student drivers using my streets to learn? If you learn to play the drums, you gotta go to a studio, go to a parking lot, for God's sakes! Why are you jeopardizing my life? I can't get behind a student driver!
I can't get behind a driver who drives like a student driver! If you're gonna drive an urban assault vehicle, then get off the phone and keep your eyes on the road!
Lifetime guarantee?
Whose lifetime? Not mine. I haven't that much time left. Let's make it yours. Everybody's got a longer life than me. The leaf blowers. Is there anything more futile?
Car alarms.
Clap off.
Clap on.
Spam.
Size matters.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
no,
does.
It doesn't. No,
yes,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
My
yes, it
phone
does.
Rings.
Make millions in minutes.
It's a computer.
Lose inches in hours.
Leave me the hell alone.
Eat more. Spend less.
The colonel is breakdancing. Give me a break.
Credit terms arranged.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind so-called singers. They can't carry a tune. Get paid for talking. How easy is that? Well, maybe I could get behind that.
Well, I can't. If you have to fix it with a computer, quantized, pitch-corrected, and overly inspected, then you can't do it. And I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind a fat ass.
Yeah. Bill, can you turn?
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's not easy to be a war criminal and sell a war of lies to an increasingly skeptical public, but it is my duty to fight a war for oil and Halliburton profits in the name of your interests and your security. And it may be hard to sell this war of lies, but I'm going to interrupt your favorite shows to give you more bullshit speeches and press conferences. And when I do my State of the Union, I would appreciate it if you could at least pretend to believe my bullshit and pep talks and lies while I spy on you, lie to you, and risk the lives of possibly someone you know and love. I will fight for corporate profit with everything I got. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Assalamu alaikum, Mike.
Wa alaikum salam.
Something new, and it's breaking my heart that you're leaving. Baby, I'm grieving, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the ram in the ram, I'll let my ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? Baby heard bom, 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 bom. Every word went straight into her heart. And when she heard them singing ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she knew we never had to part, yeah. Who put the bomb in the bomb, 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 bomb? Who put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bomb in the bomb, 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 bomb? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Oh, who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. It's my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip, 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 she always says she loves me so, yeah. Who put the bop in the bop, who put the ram in the ram, a lemon ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, the bop, the bop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up as well. Sunday, January 22nd, 2006, at RadioVolta.org. A runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Suzanne Vitadamo. Suzanne Vitadamo is the sister of the late Terry Schiavo, who spent this Roe versus Wade anniversary weekend speaking in Columbia, South Carolina, at an event called South Carolina Citizens for Life, and focused on anti-abortion issues, speaking about how she and her family learned to appreciate life while they fought to force, against the late Terry's wishes, her to be kept on machines indefinitely. Suzanne Vitadamo is the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Who could possibly outdo that? That brings us to that very special someone. Asshole of the Week is from Canada, Justice Yvonne Pinard, presiding judge over the Steve Cubby case, as described at Cubby, KUBBY.com, who wants Steve Cubby deported to the U.S. so he could be forced into a barbaric prison system with sucky healthcare from privatized dirtbag healthcare chains and corporations. Justice Pinard, you are Asshole of the Week. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore. Before that, Me First and the Gimme Gimmies did Wild World and Who Put the Bomb. William Shatner did I Can't Get Behind That. Frank Zappa did Penis Dimension, and that was from the soundtrack of 200 Motels. And we started off with the first song ever played on The Reverend Is In 5 years ago, Sam and Dave doing Hold On, I'm A-Comin'. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been the 5th anniversary show, and it's going overtime, and I'll play some closing tunes and give you a real musical treat before we go. So much shit I didn't even get to. Wanted to give you the link to Iraq Veterans Against the War, IVAW.org, and plug some of their articles, but that will have to wait. And this big page of notes will have to wait. And more reflections, more plugs, more hilarious things to talk about. All of that will wait later. We're going to have next week we'll have a mea culpa for former Bush supporters and automobile ribbon retards and all that. We're going to give them a way to do their mea culpas and turn themselves around now that most of the nation is waking up and feeling the disgust. The Reverend is looking for a copy of something that was on public television called Merchants of Cool, marketing aimed at youth markets, and DVD or VHS, Merchants of Cool, from adbusters.org. We Must Stop Sending Our Soldiers to Other People's Countries, by Robert Frisk. Please write to the Reverend at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Be sure to check out the blog and old archive shows for free that include the Deprogram America show at reverendbookburn.com. All the shit that we didn't talk about tonight or deal with, and the tunes we didn't get to play, we will do next week. I'm going to play some closing tunes and get out of here. And come back, not next week, but in 2 weeks, for the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. play you a couple tunes from TSOL. We'll play Abolish Government / Silent Majority and Weathered Statues. Good night.
Dignity. another day, another statue.